You all, I'm sure, are extremely familiar with the saying that a picture is worth a thousand words. And perhaps it is more the case than ever with what we just heard. If for no other reason than because words just simply don't do it today. It's one thing to hear Jesus say, "My soul is sorrowful unto death." It's another thing to see him in anguish, sweating blood, crying out to his Father. It's one thing to hear the three words, "Jesus was scourged." It's quite another thing to see it, to see him stripped, tied to a pillar, to see him literally ripped apart, to hear the whips laced with shards of metal and chunks of bone and glass hit his back, stick into his back, and rip off his flesh. And all the while this is going on, to see and hear the soldiers laugh as this is happening. It is one thing to hear it said, "And they crucified him." It's another thing to hear a hammer hit a nail, and to hear and see a nail go through the hand or the foot of a human being. They just recently uncovered in an archaeological dig a foot, and in the bone of the foot is a huge Roman nail. To imagine the anguish and the pain, and not only to imagine it, but to see it. To watch a cross with a naked man pinned to it, ripped apart, disfigured, bleeding. To watch that as it raises up into the air, and the blood flowing down off of the cross onto the ground. In short, it is one thing to hear the words, "God loves you." It's an entirely different thing to see with your own eyes the extent to which he is willing to prove it. With all this in mind, I cannot think of a single better thing for all of us to do this evening than to watch the Passion of the Christ. Turn off basketball. Turn off the news. Turn off your iPads and turn off your phones. And watch it. Even if you've seen it before, watch it again. I've seen it so many times, so many more times than I can count. And every time I watch it, I see something new. It's barbaric. But what he went through to prove his love is barbaric. I remember the first time I ever watched it, I was in seminary. And the producers of the movie, the co-producers of the movie, showed it to the seminary. And there was not a word spoken throughout that entire movie. And there were many tears shed. And when it finished, he came out and took questions. And one of the seminarians raised his hand and said, "Was it really that bad?" And the co-producer of the movie said, after talking to historians, theologians, and the lives of the saints, he said, "It was worse. But they forced us to edit and take out pieces of that movie in order for us to show it in the theater." Show whatever you want in the theater. But not that. Not the cross. We can't bear to see that. Because that's our call, to follow where the Master is tread. When he said worse, I said, How could it have been worse? It's almost unimaginable what happens to him in that movie. A priest friend of mine once said, after we got done watching it, he looked at me and he said, if that was the remedy, what on earth was the cause? St. Paul said that Christ became sin. If you want to know what sin does to you, and you want a physical manifestation of what happens to your soul when you're involved in it, watch the Passion. And what you see happening to him is what sin does to your heart. It's barbaric. But we're not left with a body in a tomb. We know now that this wasn't the end. And because of that, as barbaric as it was, we still call this day good. The cross is no longer a sign of torture. It's a sign of victory. And ultimately, it's a sign of love for you and for me. Because whether you realize it or not, whether you're here because your parents forced you to, whether you realize it or not, he is hanging there with arms outstretched, waiting for you. For you to believe that everything he did was for you. And you guys, that is unimaginably good news. I heard a quote from a priest I know, and it's a great exhortation for today. If you want to get depressed, look around you. If you want to be really discouraged, look within you. But if you want peace, and if you want something to hang on to, then look up and see the Savior of the world hanging there for you. My friends, let us do everything we can today on this day that we call good. Let us do everything we can to look up and look at the cross and to see with our eyes once again, like never before, all that God in his great love and remarkable mercy has done for us.